CRTV News with Winston Lepga. The main points. Members of diplomatic missions in Cameroon and national dignitaries have presented their New Year wishes to President Paul Biya, who has been praised for what they termed his remarkable presence on the international scene in 2024. Gendarmes in the West region have intercepted counterfeit banknotes circulating in some towns of the country. The police in South Africa rescued migrants who were held captive in a house believed to be from Ethiopia after a tip-off. The development of these stories and others next. Hello there. We begin from the Unity Palace, where members of the diplomatic corps in Cameroon have praised the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, for his remarkable presence on the international scene in 2024, and his commitment to consolidating peace and security on the international scene. This was during the ceremony of New Year wishes today at the Unity Palace, attended by heads of diplomatic missions and international organizations, as well as state dignitaries. Our Unity Palace correspondent, Zamin King Edward.
The ceremony, with all the protocol and solemnity that goes with it, unfolded in two phases at the Ambassador's Saloon with members of the diplomatic corps, and later the banquet hall with state dignitaries. While presenting New Year wishes to the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, the new Dean of the diplomatic corps, speaking on behalf of his peers, expressed the profound appreciation of the diplomatic corps to President Paul Biya for what he termed the active presence of Cameroon on the international scene in 2024, referencing the head of state's diplomatic outings to Beijing, China and France, the elections of Cameroonian-born Philemon Yang to the coveted position of president of the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly, and the successful organization of some important international conferences, including the CIMAC Extraordinary Summit in Yaoundé. His Excellency Mustafa Bou also praised President Paul Biya for his contribution in ensuring economic stability in Cameroon, peace and security within and out of the sub-region, and for providing a home away from home for thousands of refugees from neighboring countries. After making a panoramic view of the current situation around the globe marked by wars and conflict, President Paul Biya reiterated his call for dialogue and conciliation over conflicts with negative impact on development projects. He also committed himself to contribute to the Global Alliance for Peace and Security while reaffirming Cameroon's trust on the core values of the United Nations, which he intimated are good instruments to facilitate the restoration of peace. The exchange of handshakes, brief conversation and smiles shared between President Paul Biya and members of the diplomatic corps and state dignitaries were just eloquent testimonies of his brilliant diplomacy and loyalty from his fellow compatriots who wished him a happy and prosperous New Year.
In the same vein, the First Lady Chantal Biya will take her turn tomorrow to receive New Year wishes from wives of members of the diplomatic corps and national dignitaries as from midday at the main residence of the Unity Palace. This information is contained in a press release issued by the Minister Director of the Civil Cabinet, Samuel Vondo Ayolo. The latest edition of the bilingual publication of the Civil Cabinet, Le Temps des Opportunités, on the newspaper stands. This edition highlights the recent activities of the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, and First Lady Chantal. The review of this publication is with Ngu Henry.
The latest edition of Le Temps des Opportunités qualifies President Paul Biya as an astute statesman, a maestro, and highlights his official activities in the months of November and December 2024. It begins with an editorial by the Minister Director of Civil Cabinet at the Presidency, Samuel Vondo Ayolo, on Paul Biya, firmly at the helm of the state, a leader who is leaving a mark on the life of the nation and the collective future of its people. He says 2025 is a crucial year in Cameroon with the presidential election that is already attracting considerable attention, Minister Samuel Mvundu Ayulu, who says that while some political actors in Cameroon are preparing to meet the aspirations of the sovereign people in the upcoming election, it must be recognized that against all odds, Cameroon's democracy, championed by President Paul Biya, is unfolding with true authenticity before everyone's eyes. As far as the activities of President Paul Biya are concerned, the publication comes back on the audiences with the Secretary for Relations with States and International Organizations of the Holy See, Archbishop Paul Richard Galata, the Dean of the Diplomatic Corps and High Commissioner of the Gabonese Republic to Cameroon, His Excellency Paul Patrick Biffott, plus Djibouti's Minister for the Environment and Sustainable Development, Mohamed Abdul Kader Moussa. President Paul Biya also received 8 new heads of diplomatic missions who presented letters of credence. The 80th edition of Le Temps des Opportunités also carries pictures of the extraordinary summit of CEMAC that took place recently in Yaoundé, the 2024 CAF Excellence Award to President Paul Biya. The 53 pages also have the activities of the First Lady, Mrs. Chantal Biya, as she promotes the dexterity of Cameroonian fashion designers, the Christmas tree lighting at Le Coccinelle School Complex at Unity Palace, and on a sad note, at the funeral of the late Secretary General of the Chantal Biya Foundation, Mrs. Habisu Bidung. The publication ends with the presidential decrees signed last November and December.
The University of Ebolobe has signed agreements with two private institutions of higher learning that allow it to supervise programs and mentor students from the beneficiary institutions. The academic partnership deals were sealed in a ceremony chaired by the rector of the University of Ebolobe, Professor Etua Etua Jean Bosco. Here are the details with Silas Nkwine.
These partnerships undeniably mark the start of a new academic adventure between the University of Ebolova and the two private institutions of higher learning. Dr. Ebogun Bezele is a promoter.
This agreement gives us an opportunity to highlight the effort we have been providing so far to strengthen the capacity of youth and adolescents. As a promoter of this project, it's really learn by doing, teaching by practicing.
Director Professor Etua Etua Jean Bosco, while chairing the signatory ceremony, stressed that the University of Ebolova, acting through its faculties of law and political science, economics and management, medicine and pharmaceutical sciences, and the National Advanced School of Maritime, Ocean Science and Technology, will henceforth supervise their programs from admission to teaching, evaluation and the issuance of diplomas. The new collaboration reflects the shared commitment of the parties involved to promoting the sharing of knowledge while ensuring that training is aligned with current labor market realities. A tremendous added value to the employability of young graduates. With a plethora of programs at the undergraduate, graduate, and doctoral levels, these leading technological institutions based in Kribi and Yaoundé continues to break new ground, offering a dynamic and flexible learning environment that inspires innovation and sustainable development. Silas Nkwine, CRTV News.
The chairman of the monitoring committee of a project that seeks to support the Lake Chad region by contributing to its recovery, Far North Governor Mijiyawa Bakari, has praised the officials for what he termed significant progress. This was during the fourth ordinary session of the Technical Monitoring Committee for the Lake Chad Region Recovery and Development Project, PROLAC, in the course of which field teams were encouraged to continuously strive for excellence. Faith Nguang reports.
The Lake Chad Region Recovery and Development Project, PROLAC, is actively driving the economic recovery of the Lake Chad Basin. During a meeting in Maroua, the Technical Monitoring Committee reviewed the project's progress, which currently has an execution rate of 83.44%. The session was chaired by Mijiyawa Bakari, president of the committee.
You notice that many have been already done. Even though challenges are remaining, they plant many trees at the sensitized population. How to take disposal to stop the desert and the climate change.
He underscored the importance of ensuring proper monitoring, maintenance and sustainability of the project's outcomes.
It's how to maintain the different realization already done. That's the dams, the trails have been planned, and also the problem of road maintenance and different old. There is a symposium in upcoming days.
At the conclusion of the session, members of the PROLAC Technical Monitoring Committee called for the project's expansion to other divisions sharing the same ecosystem as the Logon and Shari, notably the Mayo Danai and the Mayo Sava. Marua, Faith Nguang, CRTV.
The Coalition of Women Human Rights Defenders, called Southwest and Northwest Women's Task Force, SNWT, has launched a peace-building manual in Boya today. The luncheon ceremony was chaired by the Southwest Regional Delegate of Women's Empowerment and the Family, Lucia Idiage. You read the details with Lucia Agbo.
The Southwest and Northwest Peace Building Manual, a 77-page document divided into 9 chapters, serves as a comprehensive guide for training women in peace building activities. The manual equips women with practical skills such as organizing meetings and mediating conflicts to ensure effective engagement in their communities. Sarah Deval is the general coordinator of SNWT.
This book is just like a small Bible that every woman should have, because within the manual we have little activities, how to bring people together, how to do community dialogues, women empowerment. So we have all those little activities that within communities women can use. They are the ones to bring the so desired peace that is needed, and this peace begins from our homes, then it goes down to our communities before it gets to the nation.
While receiving the manual, the women attest it gives them the tools needed to drive meaningful change in their communities.
We are so grateful for this manual. This is the medium with which we will use to be able to teach other youths that change starts from us, peace starts from us.
The event brought together women from both regions. While officially launching the manual, the Southwest Regional Delegate of Women's Empowerment and the Family, Diage Lucia, urged participants to make the most of the resource to transform their communities. Lucia Agbo, CRTV News, Boya.
Over 200 gendarmes have completed a specialized training program that qualifies them for dealing with security issues effectively. The training course took place at the National Gendarmerie High Command for schools and training centers in Yaoundé. More details with George Muam.
Classé premier, le gendarme-major Chouafé Latale Gislain Rodrigue.
He emerges overall best out of 228 graduating officers with an average of 15.69 on 20 and credits it to a blend of personal discipline, rigor, and the quality of training received at the National Gendarmerie High Command for Schools and Training Centers lodged at Kangi Yap in Yaoundé. In 2 months, the trainees explored areas such as public order, judicial police, command within the National Gendarmerie, and general training.
Gendarme Major Atangana Gladys, we have learned maintenance of order, general law, and what we call PTS.
The sub-officers of the National Gendarmerie are now apt to take on new tasks, especially within the context of the upcoming presidential and regional elections.
We are a tactical formation, and we are always ready to face all challenges.
General Major Frumaxon, they were teaching us, first of all, to maintain order before, during, and after the elections. If we are given elements, how we can command them, direct them on the field.
While chairing the end-of-course ceremony, the Deputy Central Director in charge of coordination at the Secretariat of State for Defense in charge of the National Gendarmerie, Colonel Boom Bisue Remong, exhorted the laureates to show proof of discipline, availability, discernment, and critical thinking in the discharge of their duties. The event ended with a military parade in the presence of a college of senior military officers.
We stay with the gendarmes and we go over to the West region, where supplies of fake bank notes have been seized and they were in circulation in some towns in the West and Central regions. This is within the framework of a crackdown operation known as Tentacles. Eric Langmia Wufo.
The commander of the Gendarmerie Brigade in Baham, Major Meboing Daniel, indicates that they were alerted by several complaints from traders about the existence of fake banknotes in the town. The operation to track down the producers of the fake banknotes was carried out on December 23rd in some neighborhoods of Yaoundé.
We apprehended five people with a large quantity of fake banknotes. The Gendarmerie is here for the safety of the population against all forms of aggression.
In the meantime, the commander of the West Gendarmerie Legion, Colonel Abbas Saidu, has hailed the efforts of his counterpart of the Central Region.
I want to thank the Legion commander of the Gendarmerie for the Central Region for the collaboration in the success of this operation as prescribed by the Secretary of State to the Minister of Defense in charge of the National Gendarmerie.
The culprits were found in possession of 132 banknotes of 2,000 francs and 24 banknotes of 10,000 francs. The money was taken to the Bank of Central African States, BIAC, in Bafoussam. One of the members of the suspected gang is said to be 4 months pregnant with a set of triplets. The population has been implored to remain vigilant because many of the fake banknotes are still said to be in circulation. Eric Langmier Wofor, CRTV News, Baham.
A meeting of the CPDM, WCPDM, and YCPDM subsections of Buda Urban Center, as well as political leaders and elected representatives, has been convened for tomorrow, Saturday, January 11, 2025. A press release from the head of the standing delegation of the CPDM Central Committee for Bambuto's Division, Emmanuel Gandun Jumesi, says he will chair that meeting that begins at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at the party headquarters. The corpse of the journalist, TV director and teacher, Vincent Dumbe Douala, has been removed from the Lakentini Hospital in Douala this Friday, the 10th of January. He shall be laid to rest tomorrow at Bonadibong in Douala. Madonkwele reports. We won't be having Madonkwele go abroad. South African police have rescued 26 migrants believed to be from Ethiopia who were held captive in a house in Johannesburg. 15 of the migrants were found naked inside the property, while 11 others were injured and were located nearby after reportedly escaping through the window. The injured were taken to the hospital for treatment. Reports say the police made the move after a tip-off, and they have arrested three suspects and dismantled what they described as a human trafficking ring. The Benin military forces have suffered heavy losses in an attack near the border with Niger and Burkina Faso. The National Guard's Chief of Staff, Faizo Gomina, said one of Benin's most well-equipped military positions had been hit in the north of the country. In sports, Aigle Royal of the Mungo will tomorrow at 3 o'clock in the afternoon in Melon take on Dinamo of Douala in an advanced Day 7 match of the National First Division Football Championship. Day 7 fixtures will be completed on Sunday in the West Littoral and Central Regions. Ben Collins, Nyoi Beruo.
The stage is set for an epic battle when legendary Canon Sportif of Yaoundé host Coton Sport Football Club of Garoua. Currently in the 7th position with 9 points, the Cotton Farmers are travelling to Yaoundé with hopes of beating the Kwakums, who are 4th on the log with 11 points to join the top 3 teams. Leaders Colom Sportif of the Ja and Lobo with 14 points will aim to consolidate their lead when they welcome Bambutos of Buda, PWD of Bamenda and Union Sportif of Douala, both with 7 points, will battle to improve their positions. The mid-table clash will pit Star Grenade of Milon against 4th Azure Elite of Yaoundé. Relegation candidates Aigle Royal of the Mungu will face Dinamo of Douala, who are 3rd with 11 points. Astran Panthère of Dendé, both with 7 points, will meet in Douala. Victoria United of Limbe will host Drop Zone candidates AS Fortuna Omfu. Meanwhile, Young Sports Academy of Bamenda will seek their first victory of the season when they take on Gazelle FA of Garoua, who are 2nd with 11 points.
To end this edition, a recap of our major stories. Members of diplomatic missions in Cameroon and national dignitaries have presented their New Year wishes to President Paul Biya, who has been praised for what they termed his remarkable presence on the international scene in 2024. Gendarmes in the West region have intercepted counterfeit banknotes circulating in some towns of the country. And police in South Africa rescue migrants who were held captive in a house and they were believed to be from Ethiopia. This was after a tip-off. CRTV News.